Hello. Thanks for listening today. This passage, script, poem, story is inspired by the works of Alan Watts. This was sent to me and I thought, oh, I totally get this. This is exactly, I understand this. And so I thought, you know what? I will record this. I did it in one take. So forgive me if there are any little flubs. It was quite an adventure for me. Enjoy it and pass it along if you feel inspired to or listen to it again. Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Thank you, Alan Watts. Thank you for listening and being present today. This is from the writing and works of Alan Watts, A Woman Who Walks Alone. There is a woman who walks alone, not because she cannot find company or because she is afraid, but because she knows that walking alone is how she comes to understand herself and the world around her. This woman does not flee from solitude. Rather, she embraces it, seeing it as a sacred space where her mind can roam freely without the pressures and performances that society expects. The woman who walks alone does not walk in loneliness. She understands that alone is not a state, but a state of being. She is in harmony with herself, and this is her strength. Alone, she does not wait for approval, nor does she seek to be anything other than what she is. She walks freely, and in her steps, you can hear the quiet confidence of someone who has come to terms with both her light and her shadows. In our world, we often shy away from solitude. We distract ourselves with endless activity, fearing what we might if we sit in silence for too long. We look to others to reflect back our worth, hoping they will give us a sense of who we are. But the woman who walks alone knows that true fulfillment cannot be given. It can only be found within. She has walked the path of introspection, braved the depths of her own mind, and emerged with an unshakable sense of self. You see, the beauty of walking alone is that it is a journey of self-discovery. When you're alone, you cannot escape yourself. You come face to face with your fears, your desires, your doubts, all of it. Instead of running from these, the woman who walks alone embraces them. She learns from them. She understands that her fears are not obstacles, but teachers. That her desires are not weaknesses, but invitations to understand herself more deeply. Her solitude is not an act of defiance, but an act of freedom. She has chosen to liberate herself from the expectations of the world. In doing so, she has discovered that solitude is not the absence of connection, but the purest form of it. Alone, she connects with life itself, with the wind and the trees, the sounds of the world around her. She feels part of something greater because she has stripped away the noise. And in the silence, she hears the songs of the universe. The woman who walks alone walks with the awareness that life is not about accumulating people, things, or status. It is about understanding deeply who she is. She knows that only when she truly understands herself can she genuinely connect with others without pretense or need. And so she walks. She walks with no destination, no rush, no need to prove anything. Her steps are light, yet her presence is powerful, like a tree deeply rooted in the earth. Her aloneness is her strength, her guide, her teacher. She carries with her the wisdom that everything she needs is already within her. The woman who walks alone reminds us that solitude is not something to fear, but something to embrace. It is the foundation upon which self-understanding is built. And when you know yourself truly and deeply, you can walk through this life unshaken, grounded in the knowledge that you are enough. So perhaps there is something for each of us to learn from her, to take a step back from the endless noise and find our own path, our own sense of freedom, to discover that we too can walk alone, not in loneliness, but in the beautiful, boundless peace of solitude. Solitude is often misunderstood in our society. It is seen as something to be avoided, something that might indicate loneliness or the inability to fit in. But there are those who recognize necessary space where strength is cultivated and self-awareness deepens. Solitude for these people is not an escape from the world, but a journey inward. It is a form of engagement with life that allows them to become stronger, more grounded, and more in tune with who they are. When one is alone, truly alone, they are stripped of the usual distractions. Without the constant chatter of social interactions, there is nothing to mask the thoughts and emotions that arise. This experience can be uncomfortable because it reveals aspects of ourselves that we may prefer to ignore. But in solitude, there is no escape from the self. And within this quiet confrontation lies a profound opportunity, the chance to face one's fears, to understand one's desires, and observe one's thoughts with a clarity that is so hard to achieve in the presence of others. Through this process, she begins to realize that they are more resilient and capable than they might have believed. In solitude, one learns that strength is not about external validation or the approval of others. Society often measures our strength by accomplishments, status, or influence, but these are temporary and can be taken away. True strength is something more enduring. It is found in a grounded sense of self that cannot be shaken by external circumstances. In solitude, a person builds a relationship with themselves, one that is not dependent on how others see them. They come to see that their worth is inherent. She does not rely on external achievements or recognition. This realization is powerful because it allows her to stand firm in who she is, regardless of the world around. Solitude also provides a space for reflection that is difficult to find in a busy social world. When alone, she can examine her own thoughts, actions, without the influence of others. This kind of reflection is essential for her growth because it reveals patterns and habits that might go unnoticed in the midst of daily life. In solitude, there's time to question why we react the way we do, why we hold certain beliefs, and why we pursue certain goals. This questioning leads to a deeper understanding of the self. An understanding forms the foundation of inner strength. With this knowledge, she can navigate life with greater confidence and clarity, no longer swayed by the opinions or expectations of others. Solitude teaches resilience. It isn't easy to feel secure and capable when surrounded by others, but solitude tests the sense of security. And when alone, there's no one to turn for reassurance or support. In this space, one must learn to rely on themselves to find comfort and courage within. This self-reliance is empowering because it reveals the one's inner resource. Her resource. They do not need or depend on anything else because they have learned to find things within themselves. She knows herself. This realization strengthens her, not just in solitude, but in all areas of life. It allows her to face challenges with quiet confidence, knowing that she has the inner resources to handle whatever comes her way. The woman who walks alone embodies the strength. She does not walk alone because she cannot find company, but because she knows that solitude allows her to cultivate a sense of self that is unbreakable. In her aloneness, she finds a connection to life that goes beyond social bonds. She feels the interconnectedness of all things. The quiet pulse of nature, the rhythms of her own mind. She becomes attuned to the subtle aspects of existence that often go unnoticed in the rush of daily life. This attunement gives her a sense of belonging that does not rely on others. She belongs to herself, to the world, to life itself. She learns the value of being present. Without distraction, there is an opportunity to fully experience the moment, to see things as they are, rather than as we wish them to be. This presence is grounding. It brings a sense of peace, instead of peace and instability. She finds peace. She learns that strength is not about control or power, but about acceptance and awareness. The woman who walks alone understands this. She does not seek to control life, but to flow with it, to find harmony in each moment, even when that moment is challenging. Her strength lies in her ability to remain present, to face whatever arises with grace and resilience. Solitude reveals that strength is not something we acquire from the outside, but something we cultivate within. It is a process of coming to terms with ourselves, of understanding and accepting who we are. The woman who walks alone knows that true strength is quiet, rooted, and unshakable. It is a kind of strength that does not need to prove itself because it is complete in itself. Solitude has taught her this. And so binded in her solitude, she finds a peace that the world cannot give. Embracing aloneness is a journey into the depths of one's own mind and heart. It requires courage and an openness to facing oneself without distraction, external validation, or the comforting sounds of others' voices. Yet it is in this space of solitude that we come to know ourselves intimately. And paradoxically, this deep self-knowledge becomes the foundation for authentic connection with others. By embracing our aloneness, we cultivate a kind of inner peace and clarity that cannot be found through the presence or approval of others. In this way, aloneness becomes the pathway to understanding not only who we are, but also how we cannot connect with others in a way that is genuine, open, and devoid of neediness or pretense. To connect authentically with others, we must first know ourselves. In solitude, stripped of the social expectations and roles that we often take on, we begin to see who we truly are. We learn about our desires, our fears, our strengths, and our insecurities. These realizations can be uncomfortable, and sometimes we may even resist them. Yet, it is through the self-reflection that we can come to understand the motivations behind our actions. Solitude provides us with the clarity to see our patterns, both the ones that serve us and the ones that hold us back. We start to uncover parts of ourselves that we may have ignored or suppressed. In doing so, we begin to see ourselves as whole, complex individuals, and we accept ourselves as we are, who we are. The self-acceptance becomes the cornerstone of authentic connection. When we no longer seek approval or validation from others to feel complete, we free ourselves from the needless companionship, the cloudy relationships. We do not approach others with a sense of lack or expectation. Instead, we come from a place of fullness, offering who we are openly, without fear or judgment or rejection. We stand alone. Embracing aloneness has given us the inner strength to stand alone, on our own. In our solitary moments, we encounter our own strengths, our own struggles, vulnerabilities. In these moments, and through this, we gain insight into the experiences of others. By understanding our emotional landscape, we become more attuned to the feelings and challenges of those around us. We recognize the universal aspects of the human experience, the hopes, fears, and insecurities that we all carry. This empathy enables us to connect deeply with others, and we are able to see beyond surface. We are able to appreciate the shared humanity that binds us. By standing comfortably in our solitude, we come to understand that true connection is a choice rather than a necessity. We no longer approach relationships with a sense of dependency or fear of abandonment. Instead, we value them as meaningful additions to our lives, not as requirements for our happiness or sense of self-worth. When we accept ourselves, we become more accepting of others. We are no longer quick to judge or criticize, as we understand that everyone has struggles, insecurities, and unique qualities that make them who they are. Our compassion grows, as does our capacity for empathy. We no longer feel the need to compare ourselves to others or to compete with them, because we are secure in who we are. This inner security allows us to engage in relationships from a place of openness and free from the fears of insecurities that might otherwise lead us to act defensively or manipulatively. When we are constantly striving to be someone else or meet a certain standard, we miss out on the richness and the life of being present. We come to appreciate ourselves as dynamic, evolving beings capable of growth. Growing. Appreciating. Evolving in each moment. Life is unpredictable, and challenges are inevitable. When we accept ourselves, we become better equipped to face these challenges because we are not trying to be something we're not. We are grounded in who we are, with a stable sense of identity that does not waver in the face of hardship or criticism. We know our true selves. Freedom and self-acceptance. Liberation. These are the foundation of inner peace, authentic growth, meaningful relationships, and a fully engaged life. By accepting ourselves as we are, we find the strength to embrace life with an open heart and a fearless spirit, free from the constraints of self-doubt and societal expectations. In this freedom, we discover that we are not only enough, but we have always been complete, just as we are. Standing alone. The woman who walks alone is strength. The woman who walks alone is courageous. The woman who walks alone. I hope that was useful and hopeful and inspired you today. Thank you for being here with me and for listening. And I'll catch up with you again soon. Take good care.